Hi everyone, this is a follow-up post to the cold shower post, and I talked a little bit earlier about cold showers and the benefits that I was realizing or that I have been realizing from cold showers and what some people call cold shower therapy, and one of those benefits has been improved focus. One of my dear viewers asked me to elaborate on how they're related. How is focus related to cold showers, or how does cold showers improve focus? And I think that it really boils down to a few things. One thing that I wanted to point out is that going outside any time of the year is shown to improve focus. So the rationale here is that if you're outside in any of the elements, it's known to improve your focus. And rain is one of those elements. And when you're outside and it's raining, it's generally, it's a lot of times it's cool rain or cold rain, depending on the climate. Sometimes it's warm rain. And when water dries on the skin, it does have the tendency to cool us down. But I think in some ways the cold shower could mimic that rain and that feeling that we get from being refreshed and focused when we're outside in the rain. Interacting with nature is like a meditation. There are studies that show that interacting with nature puts us into somewhat of a meditative state or a variation of a meditative state. The meditative state improves focus. When you're taking a cold shower, your focus is generally on the water. It's like you are with the water. You're paying attention to the water because when it hits your skin, it's very cool. And it gets your attention. It grabs your attention. So in a lot of meditation practices, we sit and we watch our breath. We pay attention to our breath. We give all of our awareness over to our breath. This can be a little bit difficult to do because breathing is so natural. And we have other thoughts that tend to flow in, especially starting out as a beginning meditator. So focusing on the water in the shower, your attention is grabbed. It doesn't take a lot of effort to focus on that. In the meantime, while you are focused on the water, it has your attention and you're somewhat in a trance-like state because all of these beads of cool water are hitting your skin and causing a stimulus. You are there to wash yourself. And this is something that's very routine that most of us do on a daily basis is take a shower. We generally get into a routine, you know, wash this first, wash that last. And so we're in that routine, yet our awareness is still with the water. I think that improves and is practice for our ability to zone in and focus because it's almost like a passive thing. It's passive multitasking. Your awareness is with the water, and it's just that pure sense of awareness that you get with meditation. Yet simultaneously, you are washing up and doing something routine. So there's that. And that can carry over to real life. Showering is real life, but that can carry over to other parts of your life. Because so often throughout our days, we do so many routine activities, be it work, be it the dishes, be it getting dressed. And this shows me that during those activities that are routine, we can choose to have a level of focus that is meditative in nature, or be attentive in a way to something that lends to a more productive result. So, for example, you could be washing the dishes and thinking about all that you're grateful for, focused on that, bringing your awareness to the things that you're grateful for. So in a way, it is a good way to multitask with some of those things that are important, that may be important to us, but that we tend to not take out specific time in our day to address them, like gratitude time or thinking through some long-term plans. So I think that that's another way that it brings us into a deeper state of focus, or gives us an ability to focus in a different way. And the last thing is something that I've heard before. And I think that this applies to some people and not to others, but it's focus from that comes from getting over a fear. Some people have a genuine fear or feeling of extreme discomfort or feel perturbed at the thought of taking a cold shower. So when you face that and you do that, and even though it's uncomfortable, you still press on through that. And then you even come to the point where you're laughing at the thought that you were really antsy over this cool shower, and it really feels good, and it winds up giving you an endorphin release. It's laughable. So it's kind of like a practice of laughing at fear, laughing at your own fears. You know, it's practice with getting through those challenges. So if we have the fearlessness, then future challenges don't bog us down mentally. And so we can focus right from the get-go. We don't do any stalling around because we're scared that it's going to be uncomfortable. We just get right to it. And I think that that's another one of the key reasons why the cold showers improve focus, is because it gives you a sense of just diving in and do it. You know, you want to just go ahead and get it done, because you know you can, and you know in the end it's not going to be so bad. So I think that even though I'm not going through my day consciously applying these ideals to my life, this is how the therapy is manifesting for me in my life. This is how, you know, some of the principles of it, some of the lessons of it are really subtle, and they're really subtle, and they just kind of lead your life in a different direction, towards the direction that you intend, which is why the original intention and goal, that goes along with you deciding to take a cold shower is so important, because you have to have a overlying goal. You know, you have to have something deep, some intention that's deep within your mind and in your heart, that you want to come out of this. So those are my thoughts, and that's my spiel on focus as it relates to cold showers. And thank you for listening. Peace.